This is DJ Shaky.
And this is Bangin' Clued, and we are here with the Tsunami Bass Experience. Positions.
Dos.
And
about 1,000 people here
there
cheering.
There are lots of people cheering.
They're not mic'd. Yeah, let's do that one more time.
What did I mess up on?
Why do I know? I messed up like
20 times.
Like 20. El Trumpeto. Here's
me. Oh! Not that I would do that ever, but you could put other stuff in there too.
The Warper Party Radio Extravaganza!
This is DJ Shaky, and welcome to the Warper Party Radio Extravaganza. We have a fabulous guest this afternoon. His name is Jeremy Slater, and he's affectionately known as the artist Parenthesis. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Jeremy, where are you from?
Well, I was born in England. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and I've been living in the city since 93.
Which borough do you live in?
I live in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Awesome. Actually, I just asked you that question because it dawned on me that I didn't know what borough you were from. All right, Jeremy Slater, live music set here, and then we'll talk to him more about all that he is and does.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Warper Party Radio Extravaganza on Art International Radio, broadcasting from the Clock Tower Gallery in New York City at artonair.org. And we just heard a live set from Jeremy Slater, professionally known as the artist Parenthesis. So Jeremy, tell us a little bit about the creation of these sounds and how you're processing them and manipulating them live.
Okay, so I start with field recording. I go out. A lot of the sounds you heard in this piece were recorded in Korea. So street sounds and, you know, different ambient sounds throughout the city. And that's sort of the basis of the recording. And then I'll play some of them as they are, and I'll manipulate some of them and, you know, process them, change the pitch, run them through filters. And when I perform live, I'm running all these sequences live and layering them and mixing it live. And so I'm making decisions. I'm playing guitar. I'm adding guitar with it. Do you hear that?
Yes, I do. I hear a fire truck. That's New York City for you. Yeah. Always a fire truck in the background.
Right.
You're playing the guitar, but you're not playing the guitar the way we would imagine a person plays a guitar. Describe to the listening audience how you have that guitar set up and what you're playing it with, because you're using a number of exotic devices over there to perform.
Yeah, I have the guitar laid flat on the table, and so I'm playing it kind of like a pedal steel, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm using an Ebow, and I'm using different sticks, chopsticks, the skewer stick from Korea that has a nice sound. It kind of like bows the strings nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I have an electric toothbrush, and, you know, so I'm using all these different objects on the guitar to get different sounds.
I thought that was an electric toothbrush, but I didn't want to sound stupid and ask you if it was an electric toothbrush. I'm like, I swear that's what that is. Is that one of those Sonic electric toothbrushes, or is it the one that scrubs manually?
I don't know. It's a spin brush. I don't know. But I took off the brush part. It just creates a nice sound on the guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of interferes with the pickup.
So, you know, since we're on the subject of Korea, you've mentioned a couple of times here, tell us a little bit about the artist residency you did there recently.
Yeah, I was in Korea at a residency from last September through the end of the year. And I was at Seoul Art Space, and I was there. I had a studio, and I was living there, and I was working on a lot of different, you know, sound stuff, recording, field recordings, and working on some sound pieces. And then I was doing a lot of photography and drawing. Also, it was all working up to a final project of, I did an installation, ambient, interactive, reactive video and sound installation that would kind of a sculpture, or kind of built kind of the stage that dancers interacted with. And also for the opening and then during the run of the show, like public could walk in the installation and their movements on the stage would trigger different sounds and videos. The piece would sort of react to people's movements and the dancers' movements.
You have coming up a set of pre-recorded material that was part of a CD release that you did. Can you preface that a little bit?
Yeah, I released a CD last September on my own label. It's called New, and a lot of that material was recorded. There's a lot of field recordings from Japan in there, and so that was sort of influenced by Japan. I may do another CD influenced by Korea, we'll see. So I'll play a few of those tracks.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
ミュージックプラザ第1部。この時間はクラシック音楽とともにお過ごしいただきましょう。
This is DJ Shaky, and this is the Warbler Party Radio Extravaganza. We just heard a few songs from Parenthesis. Do those tracks have titles?
Yeah, I played Brighter Opaque first, and then I played Takamatsu Static, and then I was mixing between Floating Point and Orange and Green. It ended with End of Floating Point. That music, actually, Floating Point, is music for a dance performance, a collaboration I'm doing with Cave LeMay that's premiering in November at Here Art Space. So that was part of that soundtrack.
And where can folks follow up with you if they want to check out some of your performances or...
You can check out my website, which is jeremyslater.net. If you're interested in the music, you can purchase CDs at parenthesismusic.com, and that the tracks I was just playing are on the new CD called New.
Is it N-E-W?
No, it's N-U-E.
N-U-E. I knew it was going to be something that I was going to be incorrect in guessing. Jeremy has one more tune left for us, but I'm going to tell you all that this is Art International Radio, broadcasting from the Clock Tower Gallery in New York City at artonair.org. And you ready to...
Yeah, well, the last track is on my first CD. It's just a self-titled CD. And it's also on a 7-inch that I put out, and it's called Out Cicadas, and that'll be the final track. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
This is DJ Shaky.
And this is Bangin' Clued, and we are here with the Tsunami Bassist. Positions.
Dos.
And
about 1,000 people here
cheering.
There
are lots of people cheering.
They're not mic'd. Yeah, let's do that one more time.
What did I mess up on?
Why do I know? I messed up like 20 times. Like
20.
El Trumpeto. Here's the thing.
Oh! Not that I would do that ever, but you could put other stuff in there too.
The Warper Party Radio Extravaganza!
Scratch.